There are certain points in life where a tragic news event is solidified in memory. The crash that killed Governor George Mikkelsen and seven others was one of those times for Frank Brost. He served as Governor Mikkelsen's chief of staff.
I was the person that took the phone call from the federal aviation people informing us of the crash and of the death of all people on board. It was the toughest day of my life.
Brost had to inform each of the families of those who died in the crash. Those on board included pilots David Hansen and Ron Becker, along with David Berkland, the president of the First Bank of South Dakota, Angus Anson, a Northern States Power executive, Roger Hangey, the Sioux Falls Economic Development Foundation director, Ronald Dolly, the State Economic Development Commissioner, and Ron Reed, the State Energy Policy Director. The group were key players in the state's economic development effort. The plane was on its way back from a meeting with executives at Smithfield Foods, the parent company for John Morrell. 20 years after that crash, Frank Brost reflects on the legacy Mikkelsen left behind.
I believe that the basis of all of his objectives and his vision was education, primarily the economic development stuff. But the reason for that was to generate a wealthier state that could fund adequately higher education as well as K-12 education.
Others, like Janelle Toman, agree that education underpinned Mikkelsen's focus on economic development. Toman served as the governor's press secretary during part of his second term. In the hours that followed the plane crash, she says there was a huge outpouring of support.
The thing that I recall vividly is how immediately people stepped up to help. I mean, we had folks show up from other state agencies, from the community, and calls from across the state saying, we want to help, what can we do to assist?
Toman says it's gratifying to see that many of the initiatives started by Governor Mikkelsen still exist today.
Things like the Future Fund, the state-level Department of Tourism, the South Dakota Community Foundation, the EPSCoR program. He was critical in pointing out that South Dakota did not have a lot of investment in competitive research, especially at the higher education level. And so many of his visionary ideas either have bore fruit or are still bearing fruit yet today.
The longevity of the program started by Governor Mikkelsen isn't a surprise to some of those who knew him well. Roger Tellinghuesen was the attorney general during the Mikkelsen administration. He says the governor brought great enthusiasm to the office.
The tremendous passion that he had, that you could feel and sense when you had an opportunity to sit with him and just talk to him about what his vision was for South Dakota. I mean, he really, really loved this state.
Mikkelsen wasn't completely partisan about who he would share his vision with. Robert Duxbury was the Democratic minority leader of the South Dakota House during Mikkelsen's term. He says the Republican governor was always willing to communicate across the aisle.
He was just an outstanding person at trying to work with everybody. And he has some disagreements, but he could always sit down and talk about them. And I certainly appreciated it and had a lot of good memories with him.
Mikkelsen is also recognized by many for taking a first step towards racial reconciliation. His Year of Reconciliation, initiated in 1990, is seen by many as the first step towards better dialogue between Natives and non-Natives in the state. Michael Jondrew is the chair of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe. He was among those tribal leaders who built a relationship with Mikkelsen. He says the plane crash that killed the governor also stymied race relations.
It was a real blow to, I believe, the relationship, and a setback to the relationship that he was trying to move forward between the tribes and the state government.
Jondrew says while positive strides have been made 20 years later, the work towards reconciliation is far from over. He says many challenges remain. Those who knew George Mikkelsen say he approached these sorts of challenges with an unfaltering optimism, believing the people of South Dakota could overcome all obstacles. Janelle Toman, who worked as his press secretary, cites the words of Governor Mikkelsen in a 1991 speech.
And the quote says, South Dakota's beyond the crossroads. We've charted the course. We know where we're headed. I now know more than ever we will get there. So that's another example of that optimism and sense of confidence.
The administration of George S. Mickelson is now part of South Dakota history. Many of those who knew the late governor say the course he set 20 years ago remains true. They add that the optimism and confidence Mickelson placed in all the people of South Dakota is still every bit as valuable today as it was on that April day in 1993. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.